Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic. We'll grow a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at cybersecurity insurance and some considerations for putting together a policy. So I was talking to someone and they're like, oh yeah, I beat insurance company X, it's car insurance. Like, how did you do it? Well, you know the trackers they put in your car? Yeah, I do. Well, you know, they like give you premiums based on how many times you like hit the brake. Okay, that's fine. So I beat it. I didn't drive my car and they lowered it. Okay, that works. Granted, you also ensured that you didn't have, you know, any likelihood at all of having to put in a claim because you weren't driving, but yes, you beat it. So oftentimes, what happens with car insurance or any form of insurance can cause us issues by the way we understand it and the way we act on it, right? And what we think is covered and what we don't think is covered. So the tip to you is, here's a few things for cybersecurity insurance to consider, such as what's covered, how you can apply the claim, and things like that, so that you can get the best out of your cybersecurity insurance to cover the additional risk that you're trying to mitigate. Number one thing to think about, right, is what constitutes a claim. When you crash your car, it's pretty easy. I crashed my car. Yeah. But it might not be so easy when you're doing a claim for cybersecurity insurance. So, for example, there's a lot of people now who have filed claims for ransomware that have been declined because no equipment was disrupted. There's no denial of service. So, bam, nope, can't do it. Doesn't work. So, first, make sure what's covered. Second, make sure once you apply that claim, what can you apply the claim to, right? So, for example, does it cover, you know, the immediate impact, getting things back online? Does it cover the investigation, bringing in an IR team and figuring out what happened? Does it cover going to court? I hope so, if you need to prosecute. Does it cover things like the fees that are going to be associated downstream, right? HIPAA breach, for example. Are all these things in scope? Read your policy, find out. And finally, the last one is, does your policy also mitigate for lost business? So for example, if you were down and things weren't operational and you had an issue and you lost revenue, you get to claim that as well. So, A, can I put a claim in? Does it cover it? B, when I put the claim in, does it cover getting back operational? C, does it cover all the downstream fees and court fines and everything else that might be associated with it? And D, what about lost business? Those are the things you want to make sure are covered. And before you even get to there, you want to be able to drive. Before you even get to there, you want to be able to have good IT. Before you even get to there, you got to make sure, of course, that you're doing due diligence and you actually have a secure environment to insure in the first place. That's it. What do you think? Seen good security policies for cyber insurance? What works? What doesn't? Hit me up on social media or comments. Cheers.